This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in Texas. And I'm here to tell you, we're going to start this thing off right with my buddy, Dr. Pat Fulgham. It's the 20th annual Pros and Joes Men's Health Awareness Golf event coming up next month. How you doing, Pat?
Doing great. It's great to be back with you.
Well, first of all, it's amazing how time flies, and this is now the 20th annual Pros and Joes. Can you talk about what made you guys even come up with this golf tournament, since there's so many charitable golf tournaments? It's like, wait a minute, I think there's room for one more.
Yeah, back when we started this, we were looking for ways to increase men's awareness, not only of prostate cancer, but of the benefits of an overall healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we thought golf provided an excellent way to get out in the sunshine, get a little bit of exercise, and have a community with other men who might feel disinhibited a little bit to talk about their health. And it proved to be so popular that it's grown and grown. We originally designed it to include some athletes and celebrities, and that's done a lot to draw men out to the tournament as well.
And once again, it's going to be at Brookhaven, which is the home golf course of the world's number one ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler. Isn't that perfect timing?
It is. It really is. Also the home of Jordan Spieth.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of local pro golfers that either got their start at Brookhaven or they just wind up going there one way or the other. But yeah, it's a nice course. And again, can you tell people some more details of when it is, how they can be a part of it, whether it's, getting some sticks and getting out there with some of the celebrities or some of the retired players, or just, you know, being a partner financially, time, talent, and treasure.
Yeah, it's going to be September the 8th, and it's going to be a 1:30 shotgun start. We're going to have lunch available, so people should show up about 12:30 to warm up and have some lunch. Then we'll all go off together, and usually we've been off the course by 5 or 5:30. We're going to have an award ceremony for the teams that won the golf tournament, and also some auction items. So it's going to be a fun afternoon. You have the option of playing, or if you just want to come out and be around the golf course and be around some of the celebrities, there's a way to do that as well.
So I'm going to be out there emceeing that thing like I have in the past. And you've got a very special honorary chair?
Yes, Jason Kidd's come back this year, and he's going to bring some special friends with him. So we're looking forward to having him back out.
Very nice, very nice. The Pros and Joes. And where can they find more information? If they want to look at it online or try to, you know, get more information, where will they go?
If they go Pros and Joes Golf Tournament, It's all one word with no spaces, Frozen Joe's Golf Tournament. That will get them to the website where they can register, or if they want to sponsor, there's opportunities for sponsorship on the website as well.
Fantastic. Again, it's the 20th annual. It's going to be special. It's going to be a lot of fun as usual. But more importantly, you're raising money for a worthy cause. And there's a lot of nonprofits out there. There's a lot of causes that need to be addressed. But I think men's health, in particular men's prostate cancer awareness, is one of the biggest because, I'm just going to say it like I've always said it, just keeping it real, guys don't like to go to the doctor to get checked. No matter what the, it could be a cough, a flu. It could be my arm hurts and they don't want to go. Can you talk about how, you, I guess these days, more and more men are actually looking forward to celebrating their health. And it's not like, oh, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, where guys were like, I'm not going. It's almost like, hey, it's cool to take care of your health.
Yeah, that's a trend that's absolutely emerging, and we're very glad to see it, of course. The prospect of getting checked for prostate cancer has always been a little bit intimidating. People just don't want to face that possibility, but it's a very common disease, and if it's found early, it's very treatable and very curable. In fact, a lot of men don't know that up to 50% of men, when they're diagnosed, don't need any initial treatment at all. They can be observed. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily true that even if the diagnosis is made, you go on to some form of therapy, which most men dread.
Yeah. And by the way, for those who don't know, prostate cancer is the most common cancer among all men, second leading cause of death, of cancer death in the United States. And it's preventable, or at least you can be aware of it and do something about it before it's too late. You just got to be aware of it and not be afraid to learn more information, right?
That's right. And it's good timing, too, because as you may know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
So just with a few pieces of information about yourself, you can judge your risk and decide whether you do or don't need to be screened. And I can give the numbers, I'll tell you that for most people of average risk, regardless of race, you should start at age 45 to have your first PSA blood test, mm-hmm. which stands for prostate-specific antigen. If you've got an elevated risk on the basis of race, and for instance, African-Americans are 1.7 times more likely
That's right.
to get prostate cancer than their white counterparts, and 2.1 times as likely to die of it if they get it, that's considered an increased risk. Also, if you've got a family history of prostate cancer, you're at an increased risk. So for, say, an African-American man with a family history of prostate cancer, he should have his first PSA at age 40. For the rest of us, it should be age 45.
This is excellent information. And again, let's give the guys some of the symptoms so you know that, well, maybe I need to go get checked. First of all, it's all about when you go take a leak. That's one of the first things you got to be aware of. Can you talk about the urinary issues?
Yeah, there's two things that happen to the prostate in most men as we age. In many men, it tends to enlarge and make it a little more difficult to empty the bladder. That can lead to a slow stream, that can lead to getting up at night, and that can lead to going to the bathroom more frequently than you would like. That's one condition called benign prostatic hyperplasia. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happens with age is a lot of men develop prostate cancer as they get older. So, for instance, 300,000 men will get that diagnosis in 2025. But the two things are completely separate. Prostate cancer usually causes no symptoms at all until it's far advanced. Mm. So you can't afford to say just because you're urinating okay, you probably don't have a problem. They're independent. And just because you're having some urinary symptoms, it doesn't necessarily mean it's from prostate cancer. So they're true and independent conditions.
Ah, yeah. But I love the way you break that down, because you can't just say, oh, this must be prostate cancer. It could be a kidney situation. It could be anything. Or again, you may not have any symptoms at all. Okay, so let's talk about the test. And you and I have talked about this over the years. A lot of guys have a fear of a digital test. At the same time, that's not the only test nowadays, right?
That's absolutely correct. Historically, we've always wanted to do the blood test called the PSA test, which is just drawing a tube of blood, and then a rectal examination, which is to insert the finger in the rectum and feel the prostate. That's what men, and nobody would, but that's what men don't like. It turns out that the PSA test is not specific or sensitive enough to rely on it by itself for the diagnosis of prostate cancer. So it's possible to have a normal blood test and still have prostate cancer. It's possible to have an elevated PSA test and not have prostate cancer. So it needs to be combined with history and other risk factors before you decide whether to pursue it further. One thing that's changed is many physicians have stopped doing a routine digital rectal exam. Now, you may miss a few cancers that way, but it turns out there's some alternative testing, either blood testing or urine testing, that can help substitute for a digital rectal exam. So nowadays, most screenings involve just the blood test and not the physical exam. And as we'll talk about perhaps in a few minutes, we've got such a free screening coming up in September, which is going to be done on the campus of Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas, September 27th. Okay. And that's a free screening. That would be a great way for men who are already being followed or are just interested in getting started with a screening program to come.
Is that all day?
It's going to be from 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday, September the 27th. And that's in conjunction with a symposium that we're putting on at that point that's going to be talking about the use of artificial intelligence in the management of prostate cancer. I think that's going to be a fascinating symposium and a practical way to get tested.
Dr. Pat, you are reading my mind because some of my next questions were going to be about how AI or artificial intelligence is helping in the cause of trying to treat prostate cancer. So you're going to have there's going to be a seminar. Circle the calendar, guys, and wives or girlfriends who want to have their significant other, make sure that they attend this thing at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, right off of Central Expressway. And it's going to be September 27th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Put that on your calendar. Put that on your Google Calendar or however your phone is calendarized. And make sure you're able to come by there because there's power in knowledge. So let's go ahead and talk about AI and prostate cancer awareness. You don't have to give away your whole speech because I don't want you to be redundant, but there are some people who may not be able to make it. So can you tell us what you know about how AI is helping you guys out?
Yeah, there's several ways that it's already making a big impact. A lot of the AI engines, Grok and ChatGPT, are invaluable sources of information. It's now possible to just put in a few details about your situation and ask about your risk. And it's actually quite good at collating a lot of information from a lot of different sources. You can tailor it to yourself by race, by age, by any variety of things. So it's helping not only patients, but doctors as well, understand what needs to be done and who needs to be screened. So it's already a big, improvement in that regard.
Okay, so let me paint this picture and go along with you because I think you said something very significant, especially these days in the 21st century. In other words, you don't have to sit in the office of the doctor and on paper fill out the little different notes right there. You can do it online, just like if you were looking up stuff on Amazon to buy some products and have them delivered to the house. You can go online, go to ChatGPT, or go to Grok, whether it's on Twitter or social media, wherever, and then you can like specifically put your information in there and it can help paint the picture. And then you are able to take that document with you after you've made an appointment to see a doctor. Am I painting that picture correct or incorrect? Yeah. Can you tweak it for me?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that with a major caveat, of course, and the engines themselves will tell you they're not physicians and you shouldn't rely on their advice for treatment, but they can certainly tell you what the usual procedures are for screening. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think is really helpful is you can say, I'm going to the doctor to talk about my elevated PSA test. What questions should I be asking when I go to the doctor? And you can literally get bullet point by bullet point some of the things you should be asking the doctor.
You know what? I love this conversation because there are a lot of guys who don't know what to say to the doctor or are afraid to bring up questions to the doctor. And they're, in other words, they're uncomfortable with the one-on-one, unless it's their longtime family doctor, and maybe that might make them uncomfortable too. But they're very comfortable with typing stuff in to ChatGPT.
Absolutely, and it's interactive, so that if you get an answer, you can ask the chat bot to amplify that answer or give you some additional information or give you references.
Mm-hmm.
So it's suddenly made an overwhelming amount of information available to you, and you can ask it to summarize and to give you points in simple language that are easier to understand for someone who may not know the jargon.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very helpful in that regard. And for physicians like me, it allows me to collate a lot of research that I need to go through for instance, clinical trials and mm-hmm. other things. And it makes that process so much more facile.
Yeah. And like I said, it allows the patient when he goes to see the physician to have some intelligent questions or at least understand the answers. And it's more efficient in a way. It's like, okay, you can be specific or you can tell the doctor, this is what I'm going through and this is what I heard I should be looking out for. And then the doctor and the patient can, you know, co-sign on what they're learning about each other.
Every doctor appreciates a well-informed patient.
Right.
Just makes the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interaction so much more meaningful for both parties. So, yeah, we love people who come prepared with some questions and have some insights that they may have gained, not only from other doctors, but also through Brock or ChatGPT.
You know, we're talking to Dr. Pat Fulgham, and we're talking about men's prostate cancer, but men's health overall, celebrating men's health. The pros in Joe's golf tournament coming up September the 8th. My mind is just whirling right now. I want you to bear with me, but I keep thinking about how, you know, today's the 21st century, is things are happening rapidly, AI, algorithms. And I also know that there's a lot of people to get things delivered to their home. Are there tests? And again, these aren't the absolute tests, but I'm talking about baby steps. Like, are there tests guys can take at home, you know, that they can get sent to their homes and then send back to the doctor or the hospital or the clinic? And then that allows them to, okay, I've taken that test, let me go take the next step.
Yeah, there is, for instance, the urine test I mentioned as one of the screening tests.
Okay.
That can be done at home and then shipped back in, or it can be picked up at the office and taken home and then sent back or brought back. So there are a few tests, but I would say it's not as well developed for prostate cancer as it is, for instance, colon cancer. Most people are aware of the home testing kit you can use for that.
Mm-hmm. So there is a difference.
The urine test alone is really not enough. You'd need the urine test plus the blood test.
Right. I thought about that because, you know, you listen to the commercials on radio or see the commercials on social media or YouTube or even on television. Hey, guys, it's whatever. It's usually, we got some testosterone for you or whatever it is. And some of them supplements and some of those other things. I was like, okay, it's just about reaching the target audience, which is men. And I'm always fascinated with how, you know, doctors and researchers try their best to help guys out, but they got to reach them where they are. Is that much of a challenge anymore? Is it more harder to do because guys are in so many different information bubbles? What's some of the challenges you've had to face?
Yeah, there's always the challenge of trying to reach out to people. We have tried various things. One of the good ways is through religious organizations, mm-hmm. churches, because it often involves the spouse or other interested parties.
Right.
And that always helps to have someone reminding you and asking you, did you get checked? Do you intend to go for your annual visit this year? Are you going to be checked for prostate cancer? So that's one way, trying to reach men, particularly through sports related activities or outdoor activities, and through the workplace is another great way to try and spread information for men.
Okay, you mentioned sports. Just a month ago, Coach Deion Sanders, Coach Prime up there in Colorado, former Dallas Cowboy great Deion Sanders, announced that he was going through something, and then he told all the details. Can you talk about his situation? I think it was a bladder thing. Can you talk about his situation? And this is just another part of men's health awareness.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know much about bladder cancer because it's a lot less prevalent. And so one of the things you look out for bladder cancer is blood in the urine. So there are a lot of reasons you can have visible blood in the urine, but one you wouldn't want to miss is a bladder tumor or a bladder cancer. So that should always stimulate a trip to the doctor to be worked up. As I understand it, in Deion's case, he was having a CT scan for an unrelated condition, and they noticed a mass in the bladder on the CT scan. And it turned out that was a bladder cancer that was starting to invade the wall of the bladder. And in many cases, the tumors grow just on the surface of the bladder lining, and they can be removed with a telescope. But when they start to invade the wall of the bladder, you run the risk that the cancer may get outside the bladder and spread to other parts of the body. It's called to metastasize.
Mm-hmm.
That had not happened to him. But because he was at very high risk for it to happen, he and his doctor chose to have the bladder removed completely. So that's a big operation. And the other thing that's fascinating about his particular case, There are a number of ways to deal with the urinary tract when the bladder's been removed. In his case, they did a bladder replacement by using a segment of his small intestine to create a new bladder and then hook it back up to the urethra.
Wow.
So he's still able to void as he normally would void.
Wow. He was saying at his press conference that he had these two bags. One of them was urine and one of them was, I can't remember what, it was just two bags that he had right beside his side for a few weeks or a month or so. Can you elaborate on what you heard about those typical surgeries and what he was referencing?
Well, I've performed this very surgery a number of times, and usually there's a drain that mm-hmm. comes out through the skin that picks up any fluid that may leak from this new bladder until it seals itself. Usually you don't have to have your urine diverted into actual bags on the side of the abdominal wall like you sometimes do with the colon and sometimes with the bladder. So in this case, he probably had drains that were draining the new bladder out through the urethra and then one that was draining through the skin to pick up any urine that may have leaked.
Wow. And so you say you've done that surgery a number of times. You didn't do it for Dion, but you've done that surgery a number of times. So from afar, I guess they got ahead of it. Am I correct in assuming this?
Yes. And from the description I read, they were quite aggressive, and that may have been Dion's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had to have chemotherapy before the surgery, as some people do. And it doesn't sound like they're anticipating any treatment after the surgery. So it's a good sign that his final pathology did not show any involvement of the lymph nodes or any extension of the tumor outside the bladder wall.
That is just absolutely amazing. Again, it's just another example that guys need to take care of themselves. And he took care of himself. It's all about men's health awareness. September is Men's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And I've talked to you about this in the past, Dr. Pat. At some point, I'm just hoping that men take care of themselves or actually celebrate taking care of themselves the way women do in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October, where everybody knows, okay, so-and-so's wearing pink and it's in honor of survivors or maybe someone that they lost that they cared about to breast cancer. And so it's almost like, okay, it's I don't want to call it normalized, but it's like people are aware. They're really aware. And I was hoping that there are things that can, in other words, I'm just hoping that men's prostate cancer, men's health awareness rises to that same level where people care enough to take care of themselves and get ahead of it.
Yeah, we share the same idea. We just want it to be something that doesn't have to be brushed under the rug.
Right.
Men don't tend to participate in focus groups or get together for support groups as much as women do, although we have an active support group for men with prostate cancer. But it's just the idea that it's a routine part of your annual physical to have your PSA checked.
Mm-hmm.
That goes a long way. And what our foundation likes to do is try to modify lifestyle in ways that reduce your risk for getting cancers in general. For instance, bladder cancer is very highly correlated with cigarette smoking. And a lot of people don't realize it. They know there's association between cigarette smoking and lung cancer, but not between cigarette smoking and bladder cancer. So one of the first things we promote is don't smoke,
mm-hmm.
if you can help it. Keeping your body weight down is helpful for reducing your risk of a number of kinds of cancer, including colon and rectal cancer and prostate cancer. So you can't really change your genetics. If you're destined to get a cancer, you may get it regardless of what you do. But one of the things you can have control over are things like smoking and diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And some modest interventions may either delay the onset of cancer for many years or in the best cases, prevent it altogether. So we really like to push that side of the equation because people feel helpless. They say, well, so many men get prostate cancer. What can I do to try and help myself prevent it? And that's what we're trying to educate men about.
You mentioned diet. Can you talk about some of the things that may increase the risk or some of the things that might decrease the risk? I'm talking about what you might eat.
Yeah, it's thought for prostate cancer that some things in the Western diet are promoting prostate cancer. So a diet high in red meat is thought to be a risk factor. Fried foods are thought to be a risk factor, and certainly those are a risk factor for obesity, for a high body mass index. And so in addition to the benefits you might get for reducing your risk of prostate cancer, the other thing you do is reduce your risk of heart disease, still a much greater killer of men than cancer. So you get multiple benefits of reducing those items in your diet.
And you could probably increase what? Fruits, vegetables? You mentioned like Western diet. I myself, just kind of talking about myself here, I've kind of gone more towards a Mediterranean diet. In other words, I do a lot of salads and I also olive oils and things like that. I don't know if that's too big of a plus, but I do love fruits, blueberries. I'm all about berries and stuff. So I'm not saying I've given up, you know, red meat. I love barbecue, but I've kind of tried to balance it out a little bit. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Everything in moderation is always the key. And diet is a very difficult thing to track down because there's so many variables, but a lot of people think the Mediterranean diet is healthier for your heart. Asians tend to have a very low incidence of prostate cancer, but we don't know whether that's genetic or sun exposure or diet or a combination of all three. So it's hard to pin down, but I think a good rule of thumb is anything that's good for your heart is good for your prostate when it comes to diet.
How about genetically? Do genetics play a part in prostate cancer, or is it just random?
No, they play a big role. So if you've got a positive family history, you're definitely at increased risk over men who don't have a positive family history.
Which is another reason to be ahead of us. Like if you know people in your family, guys in your family who've had prostate cancer, you need to make sure that you're checked too. And like we said, earlier the better, age 40 and older, but start around there, right? 35, 40?
If you've got two first-degree male relatives with prostate cancer, for instance, your brother and your father, or you know your father and his brother, so an uncle, your risk goes up 400% when you get that.
Ooh.
So that still doesn't mean you'll necessarily get it, but you certainly need to be on guard for it. So multiple family members with prostate cancer or anybody who develops it at a young age are at risk. And in fact, a lot of men don't know this, but if you've got female relatives with breast cancer, you may also carry the BRCA2 gene, which is often associated with breast cancer. And that same gene that it promotes breast cancer can promote prostate cancer as well. So even if you don't have a male relative with prostate cancer, if you've got multiple female relatives with breast cancer, you still may want to be tested earlier.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Pat Fulgham, and we're talking about men's prostate cancer, actually celebrating men's health awareness. And what I was saying a little earlier about, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you see lots of people going on walks or doing things in pink, and they're either honoring someone who's a survivor or they're honoring someone that they might have lost. At the same time, you mentioned sports, and I just know that nowadays, sports is 365, 24/7 for a lot of people who just love fantasy, whatever. It's football, baseball, basketball, whatever. Hockey, golf, track, tennis, archery, rodeo, you name it, they love everything about it. The analytics. And when someone gets hurt, and we're talking about, you know, sprain an ankle, tear up a knee, I can't tell you how many guys do a deep dive and want to know how quickly can they get back. Are they done for the year? Oh, is the career ruined? They will do that. And I would like them to have that same interest in their own health, especially if it's something like a cancer. I mean, if you think there's any way, I think it's moving that way, but I'm just kind of curious about your thoughts on that.
Yeah. And Dion did a great service, I think, by being so open about his situation. Somebody high profile and someone who is admired comes out and says, "Look, I've had this disease. Here's what I'm going through. Let me encourage you to take the steps that are necessary to try to ensure that if I get it, I find it early." So anytime a high profile athlete or celebrity comes out and talks about their experience, that goes a long way to alerting all the people, for instance, who watch baseball. If it's a star in baseball or football, if it's a star in football, that really helps us because that's a regular person, at least not a medical person, who's coming out and saying there's a value in being aware of these diseases and doing what you can to reduce your risk.
Exactly. And another great opportunity is going to be the 20th annual Pros and Joes Men's Health Awareness Golf event. It will be taking place on September the 8th. And Mavericks coach Jason Kidd is back to be the honorary ambassador as ambassador chair. And he's got some of his friends he's bringing out there. I'm going to MC it. You're going to be out there. A lot of other doctors are out there. A lot of other partners are out there. Can you tell people more about this event full circle again?
Yeah, it's a shotgun start, and we typically have it set so it's not a slow round. Usually we're off by 4.5 hours or so, and that makes it pleasant. So it's a scramble. Everybody gets to hit the same shot and putt, so everyone gets to participate. It's a lot of fun. We've partnered with five-star forward Sam Peck and Brian Huth for years, and they play a major role in this. The proceeds benefit Urology Research and Education Foundation, which is my organization, as well as Holy Angels, which supports some children with learning disabilities and challenges. So they're really two good recipients that do a lot of good in the community, and we're always excited about it.
And it'll take place at Brookhaven Country Club. That is the home golf course of the number one golfer in the world, our own Scottie Scheffler, and Jordan Spieth as well. So it's a nice atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's such a worthy cause.
And if golf isn't your thing, we have this symposium coming up on
That's
September
right.
27th where you can get a free PSA screening. And for that, when you go to urologyfoundation.org, and that will take you directly to the website, it's free. So free of charge, all you have to do is register, and we'll get you in.
He is Dr. Pat Foljam. I'll see you out there, Dr. Pat, and thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much for all you do. I know you're making a big difference in a lot of lives.
Appreciate you. And joining us right now is Ms. Becky Thomas. She's the executive director of the Kurt Thomas Foundation. That foundation provides scholarships to young gymnasts, and there's a big gala every year that supports them, and it's right around the corner. Becky, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. This is the time of the year everybody's gearing up for the big gala. It's going to be for the worthy cause. But let's talk about the gala in particular right off the bat, because it is exciting and it's always like a staple this time of the year for a lot of people.
It really is. And it's funny how you think that the year takes so long, but literally here we are again. And this is the highlight of our year. And we are so excited to not only show everybody what the foundation has to offer, but to have an exciting night where everybody can join us and experience exactly what we do. So this year is going to be, I believe, the best one yet. I am floored by the ticket sales already, and the speakers that we have coming are people that we are awarding, like the Flair to, which is Steven Narosnick this year. And I don't remember how much you watched the Olympics last year, but I have a feeling you know exactly who I'm talking about. But he is your pommel guy, and he was the anchor on the team that
in
sat through
Paris.
the entire. Yeah, he sat through the entire Olympics with his glasses on, getting ready to just do his one event, and took off those glasses in the Clark Kent style, of
Yes,
course.
it was the Superman of Paris.
It was so great, wasn't it? And then he rocked pommel horse, which I can't even tell you how hard that is to do from a mental standpoint of just having to watch everybody for over 2 hours experience the Olympics and actually just take it in and not be nervous to get up and do your one thing. Because think about it, if you're there to do one thing, and that one thing isn't as perfect as you want it, or maybe falls short, uh-huh. then everybody's eyes are on you. And that's a really hard spot to be in. But he did it, and boy, did he do it with class. And that whole team, it gives me the chills thinking about them jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
The minute he dismounted Pommel Horse, it was just this explosion of excitement that the men's program has needed for so long. And it really, for the sport of gymnastics, just elevated everything. And a lot of that is credit to the men's team and specifically Steven. So we're giving him a Flair Award this year, and he's speaking. I'm hoping everybody comes out this year, especially this year, for the gala so that we can show them what we do for the foundation.
And what's the date again?
The gala is Friday night, September 26th, and it is in Plano, Texas, at the Legacy West, the yes. new Legacy West side mm-hmm. in the Renaissance Hotel. It's beautiful, beautiful. So, yeah, we're excited. We're gearing up. We're getting everything ready. Ian Gunther, I don't know if you know him. He's coming this year. He is a social media sensation, more so with the high school and mm-hmm. college kids, but he's in college himself and posts about sports and gymnastics a lot. He's incredible. He'll be out there. The girls that I coach are primarily 13 to 18, basically, right. our higher level kids. And what's interesting is they heard Ian's name, and you would have thought I promoted, you know, Sylvester Stallone in our day. I right. couldn't believe. And I thought, gosh, you guys know who that? They're like, Becky, you have no idea. He is great. You should watch his videos. We all follow him. He's amazing. It's you're right. It's a whole different world that is obviously new to my generation. But the social media side of being able to follow them on a daily basis and feel like you know them mm-hmm. and you're part of what they're doing and mm-hmm. experiencing really makes a difference to this young generation. It really, really does.
Oh, yeah, on all the different platforms. I mean, they got Streamers University, and it's like a reality show. I can go down Drewski. He's on all kinds of stuff now. And I'm just naming names of people who are content creators or influencers that nobody even thought about years ago when you had, quote, unquote, traditional linear media. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you're just like you said, it's just like you just mentioned a movie star. Wait a minute. Stallone's going to be there. Wait a minute. Bruce Willis is going to be there. Whoa, wait a minute. What? Just go down the list. They're just as influential. And that's because that's the particular group of people that actually admire what they do. It's kind of like nowadays, not just regular television, but different different apps have shows, you know, Netflix, whatever. You say Love Island, everybody, oh, Love Island. So it's just, you just can't just say a movie star. You just can't say, television artist or a television star or a recording artist. Everybody's on different platforms, and I'm just glad that you guys are reaching out on so many different levels. And like you mentioned, as a coach, you see it firsthand. These girls are just going crazy.
I do. And, you know, they educate me. It's mm-hmm. actually so funny. I'll say something and they'll say, yeah, that's not how you use that.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm trying, you know, but it's funny that they have such a passion for how to navigate through all of this.
Yes.
And they know so much more than we do. You know, it's really funny. I was laughing the other day in the gym, just on a side note, because, you know, as they're training, they jump rope, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are kids in there that can code computers, but they cannot jump rope.
Wow.
Not at all. No, that's true. I watched it from my office and I'm like, wow, things have really changed. You know, gone are the days where you're outside just kind of picking up whatever, laying around and, mm-hmm. you know, jumping rope or running around the neighborhood till the lights come on. It's a whole different generation, but I'm telling you, they are so savvy and so smart. And the way that they navigate through the sports and the way that they navigate mm-hmm. through the Olympics and CURT and the gala, they can find everything. It is at the tip of their fingers. And so for them, having somebody there and promoting the gala through the kids and through the foundation, but mainly through more media sites, it's a whole nother generation that's aware of what we're doing. And honestly, that's the generation that we're doing it for. So, you know, for us, we do have to reach these kids because that's who we're giving this money to. So we need mm-hmm. them to understand what we're doing and to apply for the scholarships And by the way, we had more people apply for the training scholarship this year than we ever had. And it was so difficult to come down to one or two athletes for this, you know, $12,000 a year training scholarship. So we've been trying to give more scholarships out, or if kids have come back and they got one last year, we try to give them a supplemental one for the next year. And these are the kids that wouldn't be able to afford the great training and private lessons and travel that this sport demands. So these scholarships are important. And as men's gymnastics has taken a backseat to women's, their even their college scholarships where they could train at school are few and far between now. There just aren't as many colleges doing the men's program, which means there aren't as many places for the men to train, which means they have to train more in public and private clubs, which costs a lot of money. And so, you know, for us, it's, you hate to see these kids that have this amazing talent and drive and want to be on an Olympic team, but can't make those dreams come true just because of finances. That seems to me sad and something that needs to be fixed with all of our sports, because these kids, every one of them, regardless of their income, deserve the chance to go after their dreams and pursue what they want in sports. And this foundation, you know, which is what Kurt wanted, this is how we make our little mark in doing this.
Exactly. You've given out over $60,000 in scholarships, over $150,000 funds raised over the years. And again, it's impacting lives, but more importantly, it's helping dreams come true. You mentioned, absolutely, you know, the Olympians, and you mentioned the Olympics last summer, where everybody was just absolutely wildly entertained by the Paris Olympics and how the U.S. represented themselves so well. And it goes back to Steve. He's going to be here for the gala. He's being honored, and it's the Flair Award. For those who don't know, let's talk about Kurt and how he actually created the Flair, the Kurt Thomas Flair.
Yeah, he's my favorite subject, clearly. But he used to tell that story all the time. You know, he was at Indiana State, and they were the only college that offered him a scholarship. And he was primarily strongest on pommels at the time, on pommel horse, but he was an all-around gymnast. He came from a very poor family in Miami. His father was killed when he was very young, and his mother raised four siblings on her own, which meant she worked three jobs, wasn't home much. And training-wise, it was whatever Kurt could come up with. You know, he went to the high school and asked them if they could train. He went to a, you know, another high school that was further away and asked them if he could supplement training with them. He did everything he could to try to get the training that he needed. Well, Indiana State was one of the few that recognized him, and he didn't even have enough money, gas money, or a car to get from Miami to Indiana State when he was recruited and when he started school. So Indiana State actually helped him. The coach there helped him get the money to get the gas money to be able to move there. And it's a crazy story, but he was in the actual training area of Indiana State, and he was messing around, and he had seen a couple guys split, but not split in a way where they come around from with their legs together in a circle and they open it up and flare it around. He had just seen them split a little. And he was like, you know, he was always the innovator, right? He was always the one that was trying to push the boundaries and do more things. And that was in every aspect of his life. But in gymnastics specifically, he found that when he opened his hips and rolled it through and flared that around, that he said it was the coolest feeling ever. Everybody was like, whoa, it had never been seen before. It hadn't been done before in an international competition. So he was the first one to do it. And that's where the Thomas Flair comes from. And Kurt actually has five different skills named after him on different events. It's not just pommel. And I really think that was part of who he was as this pioneer and innovator. And I have to tell you, Chris, he would walk around the house and be like, I've got the best new invention. And I'd be like, oh, here it goes. You know, I mean, Kurt was convinced he came up with the idea for the Starbucks app. He was convinced he did the decals on the back of your car with the little kid. I mean, he was funny. He came up with a spork for dieting that I'm telling you, I heard more about in my marriage than anything else. But he was the innovator, and he did that constantly from the time he started gymnastics. The skill that he had on floor, Chris, the Thomas on floor, it's been outlawed by women's and men's gymnastics now.
Because it's too dangerous. Yeah, everybody can't do it.
And they were getting hurt and they were getting paralyzed. It was so they pulled it out of the code. It was just too dangerous. But that shows you that when he did that skill, we're talking the late 70s, early 80s when he was doing that. And it's banned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, which tells you, holy cow, was he pushing the envelope as to what was safe or even what was imaginably possible at that time. So yeah, it's amazing when I think about, because when I first met Kurt, I knew who he was basically, but I learned so much about him, not just as a gymnast, but as a person. And that part of his life was there in everything, that pushing the boundary, pushing the limit, and always wanting to help men's gymnastics reach another platform. These men, they're incredible. This sport is rough and it's hard, and the rings and the shoulder issues these men have later. But it is the best sport in the world. I mean, what other team sports do you have that are actual individual sports too, where it requires so much work ethic on your own, but you're also part of a team? It's just, it's amazing to me what they do. And it's exciting that I get to be a part of carrying on Kurt's legacy so that he can help the next guy coming up with their dreams and them pushing the envelope and them excelling the sport to the next level. And that's what he always talked about and what he always wanted to do.
This is an amazing legacy, as you mentioned before. And the Kurt Thomas flair is still around, and it's like a tribute. Last year, you guys honored Bart Connor, and we talked about his story. And before him, it was Scott Hamilton. They've all been honored. And again, the rich tradition of men and women's gymnastics here in North Texas is part of his legacy as well. I mean, everybody knows a lot of the young gymnasts over the last couple of decades, they train right here in North Texas. Can you talk about that just for a little?
They do. You know, we're the hotbed for gymnastics. We have been for a while. And I think that comes down to coaching and people that are running businesses that can do well enough to survive, to be able to train these kids. And we all of the strong coaches seem to end up in Texas, which is great. And I think it's the same thing that it's always been, that competition breeds excellence. And when you have five or six gyms that are close to each other, or in the Dallas area, which there are hundreds, I think there are 220 in the Dallas area, but there are probably like six or seven of us that are more top tier training for national team, Pan American Games, Olympics, that kind of thing. And we make each other better. We make each other stronger. If they weren't pushing us, I wouldn't push my kids so much. If I didn't see things at meets that I went, oh my gosh, how did they even think of that combination? Or how did they even do that? That's what makes us all stronger. And from Nastia Lukin and Carly Patterson all the way through Simone Biles. I mean, it's endless. And we're all Texas kids, you know, all of those are Texas kids. And, you know, sometimes kids will move here just to get great training. And so then we call them, they're our new Texas kids. And we hope that they stay in Texas for a long time too, and enjoy what we get to do with the sport. But yeah, it's a hotbed. And I think it will continue to be a great place for gymnastics, because as we evolve, we're all just getting stronger and better, right? And the sport is getting stronger and better. And the amount of difficulty in this sport, it pushes. Like, you know, unlike most sports, these rules change yearly. So you can have something that was worth a ton 1 year, and the next year, you know, you want to do the same thing, and they're like, yeah, that's worth about half of what it was before. So with our sport always changing, it forces these men and women to push, to push. And you know, it's one of those sports. It's not like checkers. It's a difficult sport, but I'm telling you, it builds such amazing character with these men and women. It really does. These are life lessons. And, you know, I want to go back to what you said a little bit about the flair. You know, Kurt did a tour with the flair that I've never really mentioned, but it was called Flair Across America. And that flair statue by Richard McDonald is sitting outside in Atlanta at the Atlanta Games, where, and it's huge. You know what I'm talking about?
1996.
From 1996. And the flair's there. Well, Kurt was on the actual tour of Flair Across America, because that statue couldn't fit from California, where Richard McDonald's gallery was, to Atlanta, under a lot of the bridges and things. They had to take it by truck. So what they would do is they took off part of the legs. And I didn't even know this till recently, when I had met with that sculptor again and we were talking about Kurt, but they had taken off part of the legs and they were stopping city to city to promote the Atlanta Games and to promote Richard McDonald and the Flair and Kurt. And then when they got to Atlanta over the course of a month and a half, then they put it all back together in Atlanta. And it's been there ever since. And to me, that is such a symbol of our sport and the U.S. and USA and the Olympic Games. But it's really cool how they did that. That statue is it was designed as Kurt's skill. And Richard McDonald gave Kurt one of those statues as well. And I have one here in the house this day, you know, to this day. And it's just funny how little things really make a statement, you know, for sport.
It's actually coming full circle with the gala, because you got Steven's going to be there. Steven Nodorowski. I cannot pronounce his name properly.
Nedorosnik. Yeah, he's got a hard one. Yeah, Nedorosnik.
I'm going to call him what everybody in the world calls him. He's the pommel horse guy. And I'm only saying that because and the legacy of Kurt Thomas and the Flair, he's brought a lot of attention to the pommel horse again with, like you said, because he's like Superman. It's the Clark Kent. He takes the glasses off.
The flares are amazing. He's amazing at the flares. I mean, that was one of the reasons why I first reached out to him. I'm like, look at him. Kurt would be, I am telling you, Chris, Kurt would be so excited. Because everybody can do them, right? But they can't do them like Kurt did them. Steven Nezaroznik, he can do them like Kurt. Look, he is definitely the pommel guy. And he carried our team at the end there. And they're the reason, he's one of the main reasons that they medaled. All of the guys were strong this year, but to see it end up on pommel with Kurt's skill like that, so incredible, because pommel horse isn't normally that event, right? That like like you watch the guys do high bar and they're flying off the bars,
right?
Catching, it's so dynamic, it's so incredible.
And stick to landing.
Pommels, yeah, and they stick to landing. Pommels, you're like, eh, I could do it, even though you couldn't. You know,
right.
It just looks like it's a little more easy. It is not. It is hard.
No, so it's hard.
An event like that, that way, was just thrilling for our sport. It was just, it was like, look, see, we have, we don't just have high bar and floor. Look at what this sport is and how he handled himself. So impressed by this man. So impressed. The pommel guy, he's got my vote every time.
And he's going to be, he's going to be competing again in the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028, because everybody's looking forward to that as well. And I know you've got some youngsters here in North Texas who have their eyes on that as well. I mean, you just got to make sure you stay healthy, physically, mentally focused, and hopefully you do your routines and stick the landings, right?
And stick the landing, yeah. Like even Hesley Rivera, she's here at WOGA in Dallas. She'll be on the team, I'm sure. And, you know, there's some amazing gymnasts. And, you know, you mentioned the mental aspect, and this is true in any sport. Mentally, I would probably say 85% of this sport is mental.
Yeah.
And it's confidence, it's numbers, it's repetition, you know, and those things all play a part. But you even mentioned the health part of it, mentally and physically, getting rest and all of those things.
All of it combined.
Yeah, because you think about it, right? The events, they don't move. They don't move. So you've got a pommel horse standing there or a vault standing there, and you're running into this stationary object as fast as you can. You have to move yourself around the equipment. It doesn't move. So you have to be the best shape mentally and physically that you can be to do this sport. And then, you know, you talk about the Olympics. You have to peak at the right time.
Correct.
You have to make sure you qualify at the right time. I mean, there's just so much involved with it, but
you know what? I gotta jump in here right now, because what you're saying is so important, and I think you're one of the best people to describe this, because you're talking about mentally being well to handle all this. And as a few years ago, the great Simone Biles said she had to take a break because she was getting the twisties. And at the time, a lot of people had no idea what she was talking about. And I think you and I have talked about it on the show before, but can you talk again about how the twisties can play mind games with you, and it's so dangerous if you to get that while you're trying to compete?
Absolutely. You know, our sport is a ton about air awareness, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at somebody that is twisting, ideally they should be able to do a full and a half, a double full, a two and a half, a three and a half, a four. They should be able to know where those end points are, right? So it'd be like a full circle versus a circle and a half. They should know where those end points are. And they know those end points by air awareness. They've done it so many times. They feel it. They know when to open and put their feet down. They know when it's coming. Well, when you've worked so many high level skills and you're bouncing back and forth between triple full and two and a half, or laid out and tucked, and you're going back and forth, it happens where all of a sudden you question the air awareness. And the first time you start questioning that air awareness, where you're not sure if you can feel where to open to put your feet down, it's terrifying. And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And for her, that was a real moment in time where she did not feel safe. And you have to remember, you're not talking about somebody that is going out and doing a high school routine, or a, you know, intermediate gymnast that is doing, you know, a layout on floor, something a little more simple. You're talking about skills where she could land on her neck and she could change her whole life based on where she opens up from an injury standpoint. So when she says, "I have the twisties," what she's saying is, I don't know where to stop. I don't know where to open. I don't know where I am in the air. And for an athlete of her caliber doing the skill set that she's doing, which is harder than any other woman in this entire world, that is frightening. And what you do from a coaching standpoint is what she did. You have to stop, you have to go back, and you have to kind of start over with where you are in the air, from full to full and a half to double. You have to start that process again until you get the confidence to feel that feeling again and have it exactly the same every single time. And, you know, I think she got a lot of negative for that. And I
she did, because people didn't understand. They just didn't understand.
No, but I'm going to tell you something. That moment where she stopped when she was there and said, I can't, was probably one of the smartest things she's ever done.
Yes.
And nobody will know if she would have thrown the next vault or if she would have thrown the next event, if she would have been okay. But there is a definite chance that she would have gotten extremely injured. And when you're in a position like that, I think the smartest thing to do is to just hold your hand up and say, okay, this is where I am. Everybody only watches all the good stuff, right? We only see what's in the Olympics and what they put on TV and what you guys see on the internet. But you don't see all of the training. These kids, they fall as much as they hit. You know, it's just part of the sport. It's doing it so much that you're hitting more than you're falling. But you're always going to fall. Even the top athletes in the world fall in practice all the time. It's just part of it. But when you're doing these kind of dangerous skills, you know, that's the one thing I wish everybody understood that was watching it and heard. Because the twisties is kind of a cute word. So you're like, oh, it's just the twisties. I'm sure it's fine. No.
It's very dangerous. She would,
if you open up in the air in the wrong spot, when you're flipping in gymnastics, you go straight to your head every single time. To your head. That's it. To your head. So it's not like she would hurt an arm or break a toe. This is
neck injuries, head injuries.
Oh,
yes.
Neck injury. Absolutely, Chris. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's as much as everybody wants their hero out there. And I think that's it, right? We see it. Or like, she's our hero. She gives us that push. She's got that work ethic. People don't like to see that we're human. And nobody is perfect 100% of the time, despite what they air on TV. And I think she did the absolute best thing. And clearly, it worked for her. And, you know, they've had to do things with her that are groundbreaking. For instance, her coach would stand in on her Yurchenko pike double vault. Well, if you stand in, it's a major deduction. But I tell you what, her start value is so high, him standing in doesn't even matter with that deduction. She's still above everybody,
yes,
even if she doesn't land it. But because he's there, she's mentally safer. And she knows that if something goes wrong in the air, he's right there to get her off her head.
You know,
that's huge.
It is huge. And you know what's so interesting? I'm so glad you told the story, Becky, because it just shows you and the Kurt Thomas Foundation know what you're doing, and the parents and the families can trust you all with their kids. She is Becky Thomas. Thanks, Becky.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. So great talking to you, Chris, always. I just look forward to it. And I'm so excited about this gala, and I cannot wait to see you there.
Most definitely. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.